Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, we've been talking in our program today about the vaccine situation, and we brought that up several times. The mandates, the individuals that are being damaged by it. We've had a number of guests that have come on the program to share with us about that. And of course, I've interviewed Dr. Brian Hooker, Dr. John Apsley, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Justina Taub, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Over and over and over again, we have addressed this issue. And now we know that children, as we had Nurse Danny on, who is a 16-year veteran of pediatric, both PICU, ICU, surgical, pediatric, working with children. And children are being damaged by these injections. And I'm glad to welcome my next guest, but I say that with hesitancy only because it is absolutely horrific that a physician that is carrying out his Hippocratic oath to do no harm and to do so to the very least of these, our children, would have his medical license removed and challenged by his state's medical board. I want to welcome to the program Dr. Paul Thomas. Dr. Paul, welcome to the program. And thank you so much for the courage that I know that it takes to fight this fight.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Greg. It is a privilege and an honor to be on your Chosen Generation show. The work you're doing is so important, and I'm here to be of service.
Well, and talk to me. Let's kind of delve in to your story a bit so people can understand what is happening. You treat children. That is the focus of your practice. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a pediatrician to over 10,000. A couple years ago, we had over 15,000 active patients in my practice. It's called Integrative Pediatrics. I opened my doors 13 years ago when I went to my former group practice and said to them, after I had seen four kids in 4 years regress into severe autism from having been normal at one, and I said to them, look, we have to take a look at the vaccines. There's something going on here. And they said, nope, you follow the CDC schedule or you're out. So it ended up being a blessing. Sometimes trials and tribulations do help us move on to the path we need to move on to, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, but
absolutely.
I've been treating kids for 35 years as a board-certified pediatrician. What ended up transpiring more recently, in 2016, I wrote a book, The Vaccine Friendly Plan. This is not an anti-vaccine book. It's just a science-based book that says, hey, there might be a different way to do it. We should individualize vaccines, not have a one-size-fits-all. The medical board in Oregon started coming after me since that time. I've had countless, I need to count them actually. I think it feels like 30 or 40 different requests and challenges to my license in the last 3-4 years. But it culminated in February of 2019. The board sent me a letter saying, prove that the vaccine friendly plan is as safe as the CDC schedule of vaccines for children. And I have to tell you, when I opened that letter, I literally laughed, because the CDC has never done any research to compare their schedule against unvaccinated children. They've never done any research to show that one schedule this year is better than a previous schedule.
Right.
It is just sort of rolled out as this is what we do. So I took them at their word, and I did a deep dive into the data. I actually hired an expert to come in and pull every child born into my practice over the 10 plus years that I'd been open. That data was published just over a year ago, and then within 5 days of its publication in a peer-reviewed journal, the medical board took my license. They said I was an emergency suspension, as I was a threat to public health. So that was last December 3rd, and I was unable to practice for 6 months. I was reinstated with conditions that I not speak about vaccines, I not see well children, and I not do research. It seems they are afraid of the research, which, I mean, data is just data. We should always be trying to get a better picture of what's really going on.
Right.
That's what a good scientist or doctor would do. So fast forward to the past couple weeks, right before Thanksgiving, I got a 20-page letter from the medical board with close to 100 charges. And by the way, these are not patients complaining. These are just the medical board making up stuff. They are basically trying to challenge the process of informed consent. The ethical practice of medicine should be that a doctor will tell their patient, look, here's the benefits, here's the downside of it, and here are the alternatives. And when it comes to a medication or a surgical procedure or a vaccine, one alternative should be that you choose not to do it. I mean, we should not be forced to be vaccinating our children against our will as parents. I mean, the parents
absolutely
have that ultimate decision.
Yep.
And that's really what's been challenged. I've had three more letters from the board just in the last 2 days. I mean, it's reached a crescendo where they are apparently trying to bury me because I've got a 2-week trial set for January 10th. And I think they want to make sure that there's no way I have time to prepare for that trial. My word, it's amazing. So anyway, I set up a fundraiser called DrPaulsFight.com.
Okay.
And honestly, it's gives and go where, you know, there's an opportunity there for prayer. I believe in the power of prayer. And obviously, for those who are able to support that effort, you can donate to that effort. My attorney says it's going to cost about $250,000, $250,000 to get through just the January trial.
All right. So here's what we're going to do right now, folks. I'm going to ask you to join with me, and we are going to pray right here, right now. So, amen. Father God, we just come to you now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, giving you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father, you are worthy of our praise. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his death, resurrection, and ascension, and the shed blood that washes away all of our sins. And we thank you, Father God, that we can present ourselves before you a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, if there's anything in our lives we've done, knowingly or unknowingly, that's been displeasing to you, we ask you now to wash us and cleanse us so that we might come boldly before your throne in this hour of need. I thank you, Father God, for Dr. Paul. I thank you, Lord God, for his love for children, his heart to serve. I thank you, God, for the lives that he has saved and the children who are now adults, young adults, who were blessed and whose lives were forever enriched by his service. Lord, I present to you, even Father God, as Cornelius' alms were lifted up to you and you found them to be a pleasing aroma, I present to you Dr. Paul and his giving heart and what he has given back. You said, Lord God, that the children are so critically important to you. So, Lord, I ask you now, in the name of Jesus Christ, for favor for Brother Paul. I ask you, Father God, now, in the name of Jesus Christ, for your truth to pierce the darkness. Lord, we don't hate those that persecute. We pray, God, that they will have their eyes open, their ears open, eyes to see, ears to hear, to truly understand the deception under which they are operating and the evil that has blinded them. We rebuke that evil now in the name of Jesus Christ and command it to go. I ask you, Father God, to give wisdom to Dr. Paul and his counsel and strategy as they prepare for this trial. And I thank you, Father God, for his dependence on you. Because, Lord God, you never fail. Who is he that overcomes but he who is in us who has overcome the world? And so I declare that my brother, Dr. Paul Thomas, has overcome. I pray for his family, his wife, his children who are impacted by all of this. And I ask you to bring restoration and refreshing spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, in every way, and financially. And Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, and honor that you will hear and answer this prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We're not done, folks.
Thank you, Pastor Greg.
You're most welcome, brother. We're not done. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to let Dr. Paul share with you what he would share with you if you came into his practice with your child and you were being discussed, because they're forcing this on children 5 to 11 now, and they're doing it through the schools. And we want you to know how to navigate that issue. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, with Dr. Paul.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
And now, your Pathway Minute with Dr. Robert Jeffress.
You know, all of us from time to time face impossible situations, don't we? Our back is up against the wall. There seems to be no way of escape. And even if we believe these stories of the Bible, like the parting of the Red Sea, we tend to think, well, that was then, but this is now. God just doesn't do the same things today as he did thousands of years ago. But the Bible I read says God has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't you glad of that? And the same God who is able to part the Red Sea, the same God who miraculously fed Elijah for 3.5 years in the wilderness, that same God is ready. He is able to work miraculously on your behalf.
Pathway Minute is produced by Pathway to Victory. To access the Bible teaching of Dr. Robert Jeffress, go to ptv.org.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Again, want to encourage you to go to drpaulsfight.com, drpaulsfight.com, and you can help Dr. Paul there. All right, I'm coming in. I've got my 14-year-old autistic child with me, Doc, and they're telling me that I need to make him take the vaccine. What do you say to me?
Wow, Pastor Greg. First of all, I will just say that the autistic kids in our world, they are the canary in the coal mine. These are the children that are letting us know something's not right. And for the first 20 years of my career, I wasn't aware of that. And I woke up to the fact that, my God, it is something we are doing. It's not just the vaccines, but they are a big piece of it, as I've been able to show with my data. So the data I published made it very clear that more vaccines you have, the more harm as far as chronic conditions, ADD, ADHD, even autism. That was pre-COVID. That's not even talking about this COVID vaccine that now we're going to talk about. So if you look at the OpenVares, which anybody can do this, go to openvares.org, and you can look at the wreckage that the COVID vaccine has caused, the number of deaths, hospitalizations, myocarditis. Myocarditis, by the way, is inflammation of the heart. And in my 35 years of pediatrics, I have not had a single case of myocarditis, not one. And I've been an extraordinarily busy pediatrician, 15,000-plus patients in my practice for the last 13 years and similar volumes in the past. Not one case. This year, in my practice of 10,000 patients, we have not had a single child go to the hospital, to the emergency room or the hospital, or die from the illness that they're calling COVID-19. Not one death, not one hospitalization, not one ER visit. But I've had a teenager already who went to a pharmacy and got the COVID vaccine, hospitalized for myocarditis. So that is just the tip of the iceberg. So you're in with your child who is 14, actually any age over 5 now in the United States, you can be told that this is the recommended thing to do, get your COVID-19 vaccine. Here's what I can tell you. When this first rolled out in, February of 2020, we started getting the first cases in the U.S. of COVID-19. And then by the end of the year, we had the vaccine. It sounded, obviously, we knew it was rushed. You cannot bring new technology like messenger RNA technology, which has failed every time in the past, to be successful. Because what they found in the past when they tried to make this for RSV decades ago, when they tried in the early 2000s to make it for coronaviruses, animal studies showed that when you gave the vaccine, sure, you could get some antibody production. Ooh, that's great. Sounds good. But then when those animals were re-exposed to the disease, many of them, sometimes all of them, died. This particular trial on COVID-19, they bypassed those animal trials. We folks, we are the trials. And you can go to openbears.org and get the data, the results of those trials, which that data probably is underreported by 1 in 100 or 1 in 40, somewhere in that range. So multiply by 40, multiply by 100. The numbers you see is the devastation being caused by COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, what's this vaccine doing? We give mRNA, it enters your body, it's supposed to go into your cells, transcribe, and have your cells make spike protein. In theory, that spike protein manifests itself on the cell surface, and your immune system jumps into action and goes, whoa, you're not supposed to be here. You make antibodies, your T cells get trained, and you're immune. Sounds beautiful, and that's what we were hoping would happen, but folks, that's not what's happened. Those spike proteins are getting out of the cell. They're going throughout the body. They're ending up in the gonads. That's your testicles and your ovaries. And I have no doubt that we will see a massive sterility of the next generation. So if we're going to experiment with this vaccine, just on that issue alone, it should not be given to anybody under the age of 45 where you have reproduction as a potential. If you want to have children down the road, we don't know what this vaccine is going to do, but it's pretty clear that it's going to cause a lot of problems with sterility. That's just one tiny piece of the puzzle.
Right.
We've got people dying. We've got the myocarditis, studies showing that 4 to 6 times the possibility of you being hospitalized with myocarditis compared to being hospitalized from the disease itself. I was just getting going.
No, you're doing great. We've got plenty of time for you to keep sharing with us. You know, these issues. I have two children. My autistic son was impacted because he was perfectly fine. He was a 10 out of 10. You know how they have that scale when the baby's born? I forget what that's called. You'll know.
Yep. The Apgar scores.
Yeah. Okay. He was a 10 out of 10. And then we took him and he was getting his bath and they slipped in that MMR vaccine out in California. And when we brought him back,
that must have been when he was a year old.
No, there's a vaccine they give him as an infant. Like, I mean, they just.
Oh, at birth?
Yeah.
Right at birth?
Yeah.
That's the hepatitis B.
Okay, well.
That's the hepatitis B vaccine.
They gave him that shot and immediately he had a stroke.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
And that's we brought
tragic.
They brought him back to my wife and he wouldn't eat anymore.
You know, the strokes are also reported from vitamin K shots. I believe it's on the red box warning or a black box warning on the vitamin K. Could have been either of those things.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So he's had trouble since birth, basically, since that initial vaccine.
We've prayed and anointed him since birth, and we were able to get him. Madera Children's Hospital actually gave the diagnosis so that we could get some of that. We haven't had him listed as Asperger's or autism for several reasons that I'm sure you know about.
Sure,
But he struggles and has struggled with those issues. They thought he would never walk, never talk, all those things they told us. We said no in the name of Jesus Christ. And he's a brilliant young man, but he does have lingering issues that are associated with that, along with cerebral palsy.
Yeah. Well, I hear hundreds of stories of injury where a kid's doing perfect and then they get a series of vaccines or the MMR and they regress, sometimes immediately, sometimes slowly over months. But it's tragic. And the data is now there. I've been traveling the country speaking and sharing the data, not just of my own study, but several other studies that are comparing vaxxed compared to unvaxxed. And that, folks, is all pre-COVID. When we start talking about adding this COVID shot to children, it should be malpractice. I mean, the fact that they have already the data that they have and they have not yet pulled this, I don't even want to call it a vaccine. This is a genetic treatment. This is a shot that modifies your genetic code so that you make a toxin spike protein that is more devastating than anything our bodies have seen in terms of triggering your immune system and tricking your immune system. You have to realize when the spike protein attaches to your brain cells, your immune system is going to attack your brain cells. And so whether if you're an old person getting more dementia, when it attaches to your white blood cells and your immune system now attacks its own immune defense, you now become immunocompromised. And that's a huge concern with this vaccine. The rate of cancers that we're going to start seeing, right now we're just getting massive numbers of case reports. Fast forward a year or two and you're going to see cancer rates through the roof. Most people have heard of shingles. When we were older, like my generation, we just had chickenpox. The young folks get the vaccine. Either way, that varicella virus is in your body, and when your immune system gets compromised, usually in old age, you get shingles. But shingles is extremely rare. I just saw an ad on TV recently that shingles is 1 in 3. What are they doing with that ad? Shingles was never 1 in 3. It was 1 in 10,000 maybe, or 1 in 100,000. No, they're saying it's 1 in 3. Why? Because with 70% of the population having their immune system suppressed with this COVID shot, we're going to start seeing a massive number of shingles cases. Because the immune system gets compromised, that virus that was dormant comes alive, and voila, you got shingles. Let me make it clear, I can't not give medical advice on the show. This is just information. So if you want to take this to a trusted provider, and mind you, unfortunately, most of my peers are not.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
This week from Chuck Swindoll.
The church never changed anybody's life. Christ does. A church building is where we meet. When we gather together, we are the church. But you and I can't change anyone. Christ does the changing. Through the impact, power, and influence of the Holy Spirit.
This week on Insight for Living with Chuck Swindoll.